as I say, we're happy to extend our celebration of Pentecost, in a sense, extend our celebration of Easter with this feast, the Feast of Mary, Mother of the Church. It's fitting to have this feast right after Pentecost, because at Pentecost we see Mary's motherhood revealed. But it's also fitting in this whole month. The month of May is a month in which we honor Mary, our Blessed Mother, and we're participating in this prayer marathon that Pope Francis requested, the Rosary Marathon for the defeat of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the month of May is full of Marian devotion, so that's fitting. Just Saturday, I was at a meeting, not in person, of course, Zoom meeting, but we were chatting before the meeting started, and one of the men said that it was the feast of Mary, Queen of the Apostles. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. I'm not familiar with the feast of Mary, Queen of the Apostles. And he said, well, it's very popular among the Pauline family, the Pauline congregations. They celebrate it on the Saturday before Pentecost. So I looked this up yesterday, curious about these feast days and how they come about. The Feast of Mary, Queen of the Apostles, is traditionally celebrated on the Saturday after the Ascension. The problem is the Ascension got moved. So it used to be that the Ascension was always on the 40th day, so Queen of Apostles was on the 42nd day, Saturday after the Thursday. But then when, in this country, the Ascension got moved to Sunday, well, that Saturday after the Ascension is the Saturday before Pentecost. So now they have this, he said, they're celebrating a sandwich. There's Pentecost in the middle and a Marian feast day on either side. Saturday before Pentecost, Queen of Apostles. Monday after Pentecost, Mary, Mother of the Church. So a Marian sandwich. I don't know if that's really what they call it. But Mary, Queen of the Apostles, is not on the universal calendar. And now Mary, Mother of the Church, is on the calendar. That's thanks to Pope Francis. And I think that's significant, because even though Mary is a queen, and we honor her as a queen, and she certainly is Queen of the Apostles, the title that is much more appealing to us is Mother. We're much more attracted to mothers than to queens, and Mary is more a mother than a queen. We honor her as Mother of the Church. Now, to reflect on her as Mother of the Church, we have to start with not with spiritual motherhood, which is what Mother of the Church refers to. We have to start with natural motherhood. In a world where natural motherhood is being rejected, it's impossible for people to appreciate spiritual motherhood. I just read recently another article in which the author was arguing that it's wrong to bring more children into the world. It's wrong because of the environment. It's bad for the environment to have more people. So that author argues against motherhood. It's a bad thing. Of course, that's the extreme case. Most people appreciate motherhood, at least our own mothers. Most people love their own mothers and are grateful for the gift of life. But in a healthy society and in any healthy family, we rejoice at every birth. Just yesterday, we had this joyful news. A member of our community let us know that she has a new grandson. You know the story, I'm sure. And this one was even more striking, because the mother of this baby contracted COVID-19 when she was 7 months pregnant. And so, of course, she was on our prayer chain. COVID-19 sends a chill down everybody's spine anyway. But now she was a pregnant woman. Now, what's the effect of COVID-19 on a pregnant woman? What's the effect of this virus on an unborn child? Well, I don't know. So we prayed and prayed for this child and the mother. And yesterday, Pentecost Sunday, the child is born. Of course, it's a news that just gives joy to the heart. Certainly joy to the mother and father, a joy to the Lola and the Lolo, but by extension, joy to everybody. You could feel it. It's Pentecost Sunday. There's a new child born after a threatening situation, a new baby, new life. And they named the child Joseph. It's the year of St. Joseph, so that adds to our delight in this news. So I just mentioned that little story because it brings out the human dimension of natural motherhood, and we should have a delight in motherhood. It's not easy to be a mother. It's much more than simply giving birth. That's hard enough as it is, but it's a whole process, not only in the 9 months of pregnancy, but in the long years of nurturing the life of the child. So we celebrate little Joseph, born yesterday. Well, our life goes on, but that mother is going to have to be raising little Joseph for a long time. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Okay, so we rejoice in natural motherhood, but today we look to spiritual motherhood, which is even greater and should give us in the spiritual life even more joy that there is such a thing as being a participant in handing on eternal life, not only life in this world, but life forever. And that's Mary's role for the whole church. We have special readings for this feast. We heard the reading from Genesis, which for the most part sounds pretty negative. It's all about the punishment that was the result of the first sin of our first parents. But there's a note of hope as we get to the end of the reading, because even though there's all these punishments, the woman will be victorious over the serpent. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. That's addressed to the serpent. So the woman, Eve in this case, but as a fulfillment of that prophecy, not Eve, but Mary, the woman is going to crush the head of the serpent. The mother is going to be victorious over evil. And then the very last line of the reading is, the man called his wife Eve because she became the mother of all the living. Or mother of all the living, yes. But we also know she is the mother of all who are afflicted with sin, the mother of all the dying. The mother of all the living, that title fits better the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the mother of all the living. Why? Because she's the mother of Christ. She only has one child. Mary has one child, Jesus Christ. But everybody who is baptized into Christ is his body. We are the body of Christ. So we also are the child of Mary, mother of all the living. So she's mother of all of us. And this is what we celebrate today, mother of the church. It is declared by Jesus himself from the cross. That's the gospel I just read. Jesus on the cross says, "Behold your mother." Behold your mother. This is when Mary's spiritual motherhood is revealed. In a sense, it starts from the cross. The blood and water flowing from the heart of Christ is accepted fully by Mary, and she becomes spiritually fruitful. that fruitfulness was dramatically revealed on Pentecost Sunday yesterday. Here's Mary gathered with the apostles, praying in the upper room, waiting for the gift that was promised. And then on Pentecost Sunday, suddenly these apostles are filled with a new life, filled with new courage, new energy to proclaim the gospel. So we call it the birthday of the church. Really, it's something like the graduation of the church. The church is being formed all these years, and in the secret of the womb. And then when the Holy Spirit comes on Pentecost, then the church can start going to the ends of the earth. So we celebrate this with great joy. Mary's motherhood is not limited to Jesus' birth. It's not limited to praying with the church on Pentecost. It continues. That's why it's fitting that Pope Francis made this a church feast, because this Mary's role as our mother continues. And the more we're aware of it, the better we can cooperate with this grace. So we turn to Mary. We ask her to continue to nurture us, her children, continue to make it possible for us to be fruitful by the power of the Holy Spirit. Make the whole church fruitful. We live in a barren world. We live in a world that's longing for life. Well, the life we long for comes to us through the intercession and the spiritual motherhood of Mary, Mary, Mother of the Church.